Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, Lord, yes, Lord. I need you to cover me, not just me, Lord, but every listening ear on this broadcast, those that are listening now, those that would listen at a later date. And yes, Lord, I need you to cover this broadcast under the blood. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. knowing that there is nothing that can happen to us today that the God in us cannot handle. You're tuned to Time to Talk About It, where I'm your host, Sister Diane, and this broadcast was founded by the late Apostle Gloria Chiva Porter. And you all know how we start this broadcast. We start this broadcast off with prayer. So I'm trusting as the music was playing, you was getting in your set place, you was making your phone calls and telling them to come on and hear this awesome word that is coming forth today, that there is no interruption while you are praying. Because you know, interruptions will come when you decide to spend time in God. Amen. So let's prepare our hearts, our minds, and go before the throne. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We bless your name, Lord. We magnify your name. Lord, you're King of kings and Lords of lords, and there is no other God but you. You're the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last, our Creator, and we say thank you. We thank you, Lord, for this day, O God, a day that wasn't promised to us, O God. You woke us up this morning, clothing our right mind, Lord, being able to do not just for ourselves, O God, but for others as well. To be a light, O God, in someone's darkness this day, O God. So, Heavenly Father, as we come before you, we ask you, O God, for forgiveness in those that we're praying for. Forgiveness of all sin that we have committed against you in thought, deeds, actions, knowingly and unknowingly, Father, grieving the Holy Spirit. Heavenly Father, we ask for your forgiveness. And Father, as you are just to forgive us, we forgive those that trespass against us. Heavenly Father, we're praying, Lord Father, in Jesus' name this day, Lord Father. Father, that you're hearing, Lord Father, as you continue to answer our prayers this day. Father God, you see prayer lists held before you, Lord Father. Father, hands being laid upon them, Lord. Father, you know each and every person name by name, Lord Father, and what they're in need of. Father, some ask for prayer for themselves. Some ask for prayer for others, Lord. Father, we thank you. We glorify and magnify you, Lord. Father, for your will being done in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for every prayer request, Lord, and every praise report, Lord. Father, we thank you for those, Lord, Father, that don't mind sharing their testimonies, Lord, Father, of what you have done for them, Lord. For, Father, they know it was nobody but you that did it for them, and we say thank you. We thank you for hearing the prayers of the righteous this day, Lord. Father, as we pray, Lord, Father, for salvation, Lord, Father, for those that don't know you, Lord, Father, Father, that they do not die and go to a Christless grave, O God. But, Father, they repent and accept you this day into their life as their personal Lord and Savior. Father, we know that the safest place today, Lord, Father, is to be in you, Lord, Father. There is no other safe place, Lord. Father, we thank you for covering us with the blood, Lord. We thank you, Lord, Father, for the wall of fire protecting us this day, Lord. Father, we glorify and magnify your name, O God. Heavenly Father, I hold before you those that have lost loved ones this day, Lord, Father. Father, as we hold them before you, God, we continue to hold the Hansen family, Lord, the Graham family, Lord, Father, the Wittig family, Lord. Before you this day, O God. And Father, we're thanking you for sending, O God, your comforter to them this day, O Lord. Father, that they remember their loved ones, Lord, Father, and the joy, Lord, Father, and happy times, Lord. Father, that they spend with them, knowing that you make no mistakes and nothing, Father, that you do this day, O God. And Father, we say thank you. Father, today as we touch and agree, Lord Father, in prayers that is going forward, Lord. Father, today we're praying right now, Lord Father, Israel right now, Lord Father. Father, all that is going on over there, Lord Father, in that nation over there, Lord. Father, you say we are to pray for the peace of Jerusalem this day, O God. Father, we're praying right now, O God, for peace this day, O God. Father, those that lost loved ones over there, Father God, comfort their hearts, Lord. Father, knowing, O God, that you will not leave them comfortless, Lord. Father, we're thanking you for your mercy this day, O Lord. Father, the earthquake that happened in Afghanistan, Lord, Father. Father, we're praying right now, Lord, Father. Father, we know, God, that we are living, Lord, Father, in the last days, Lord, Father. Father, prepare our hearts, our minds, Lord, Father. Strengthen us this day, Lord. Father, we ask you this day to not leave us nor forsake us, Lord, Father, for we're standing, O God, upon your word this day, O Lord. Father, we're thanking you for your supernatural strength, Lord, Father, for, Father, we can't do this by ourselves, Lord. O God, I continue to ask, Lord, Father, for the ears, Lord, Father, to hear you, Lord, Father, when you're speaking this day, Lord, Father. Father, I thank you, Lord, Father, for shielding and protecting your people, Lord. Father, I hold before you every prayer warrior, intercessor, watchman, leader that are standing in the gap, O God, for your people this day, Lord, Father, finding it not robbery this day, O Lord. Father, I ask you to keep them covered under the blood, Lord. Father, the hedge of protection round about them this day, continue to refresh, refill, and rejuvenate them, Lord, Father, knowing, O God, that, Father, their strength comes from you, Lord. Their help comes from you, Lord, Father. Father, the filling, Lord, Father, comes from you this day in the name of Jesus. Father, we're thanking you, Lord, Father, that they're still standing, Lord, Father. Father, warring and interceding this day, Lord. So, Father, we come against anything, Lord, Father, that would try to come up against they, Lord, Father, rendering their assignment null and void right now in the name of Jesus for their blood covered this day, Lord, Father. We thank you for those that are praying in season and out of season this day, O Lord. Father, knowing, O God, that prayer changes things this day, Lord, Father, changes hearts and minds this day, O God. So, Father, I ask you this day, Lord, Father, those that say they can't pray, don't know how to pray, Lord, Father, let them, O God, develop, Lord, Father, a prayer life this day and go before you and have a conversation, O God, with you this day, O God. For, Father, this world needs prayer, Lord, Father. This world, Lord, Father God, needs to get back, Lord, Father God, to you, Lord. Father, knowing, Lord, Father, that all these stuff right now is happening, O God. Father God, America has forgotten, Lord, Father God, who you are this day, Lord. Father God, they're whoring, Lord, Father, serving other gods this day, O Lord. Father, we ask you, O God, to have mercy this day, Lord. Have mercy this day, O God, upon your people this day, O God. Father God, continue, Lord, Father. Father God, to use your true man and woman of God, Lord, Father, that are still standing, Lord, Father God, upon your word, Lord. Father God, preparing, O God, teaching, Lord, Father God, warning, Lord, Father God, your children this day, O Lord. Father God, we thank you for the ears, Lord, Father God, that hear the word, Lord, Father, the heart, Lord, Father, that receive it, Lord, Father. And Father, we're thanking you, Lord, Father, for those, Lord, Father, that will act, Lord, Father God, upon it this day, O God. Father, we fail not to give you honor, glory, and praise in all that you have done, doing, and about to do, O God. Heavenly Father, I hold the woman of God before you this day, Elder Yvonne Addison, Lord Father. Father, as you brought forth the word, Lord Father, to her that she is going to share with us this day, Lord. Father, we plead the blood of Jesus over her from the crown of her head, Father God, to the soles of her feet, Lord Father. We cover the word this day, O God, under the blood this day, that it may go forth, Lord, like a two-edged sword right now in the name of Jesus. O God, we thank you for the ears, Lord Father, to hear, Lord Father, the heart right now, O God, to receive it this day, Lord Father, and the mouth, Lord Father, that they will go out and preach and teach your gospel this day, O God. Father, we ask you right now to keep that hedge of protection round about her, O God. Father God, we thank you. We glorify and magnify you for using her, Lord Father. Father, as we speak healing and deliverance, Lord Father, through these airways, Lord Father, those that would listen now, those that would listen at a later date, Lord Father, as they hear the word, Lord Father. Father God, change, Lord Father, will begin to develop in their mindset this day, Lord Father. Father God, that they may walk differently, Lord Father. Speak differently this day, Lord Father. Knowing, O God, Lord Father, that you go not against anyone's will this day, Lord. So we're thanking you for that willing heart, Lord Father, that willing ear, Lord Father, and that willing mouth right now. In the name of Jesus. Father, we cancel every and any assignment, O God, that was sent towards this broadcast to try and hinder anyone speaking or listening on this broadcast, and we render that assignment null and void for the broadcast. Each and every person on it, the airways, is blood covered this day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Lord. I glorify and magnify you this day. There is no other God but you. We say thank you. We thank you, Lord. We glorify and magnify your name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I am trusting that you got your prayer on for those that touch and agree with us. Remember that we are our brothers and sisters, keepers, and we are to pray one for another. We are to pray one for another. Amen. Hallelujah. I am just so anxious to hear the word that is coming forth. I can't wait. The word said, be anxious for nothing. So I'm just thanking God for the word coming forth. I'm trusting that you made your phone calls to your friend and tell them come and hear this word today. Again, for those of you that are listening online and you have a question for the speaker of the hour, you can call 347-857-3925 and press the number 1. You may be in need of prayer this day. Come on, find it not robbery. Don't allow the enemy to stop you from calling in, asking for prayer, or even what the speaker is saying. If you don't understand or you need clarity on something, call in, ask the question. Someone else may want to know that very answer that you are looking for. They have that same question, but they are afraid, and you show them that you are bold enough to call in and ask your question, or even to encourage the speaker of the hour. We all need encouragement. Hallelujah. I'm just thanking God that he woke me up this morning. He woke you all up this morning. He woke you all up. No day is promised to us. Look around us today. Look at where he has brought you from.
You know it's not your friend that did it, your mother, your father, your brother, your sister. God did it. Our glory and praise belongs to him. And yes, he used people to do what needs to be done for you. Why? Because you're a blessing to others. So just as you bless others, others will bless you as well. I just thank God. I thank God. I thank God for just being mindful of me. I don't know about you all. I don't know if you all even wake up this morning and thank God for waking you up this morning. I thank God when I don't have a phone call telling me a loved one of mine's passed away, or, you know, you don't have no, how you say, no negative things that come upon you first thing as you wake up in the morning. But you just thank God because you open your mouth. You open your mouth and say, thank you, Lord. Give him praise. Give him praise. When you open your eyes in the morning, I thank you, Lord, because you know how much people today that is in the hospital that has a tube down their throat. They're on life support. They can't do nothing for themselves, and we that can do for ourselves don't even praise God. Thank him for the use of our limbs or nothing. Some of us are so ungrateful, so selfish, but I thank God. I thank God for each and every one of you that continue to pray for me. I take it not robbery. I take nobody and nothing for granted. I thank God for you all. I appreciate you all. Jesus, I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. Jesus, have mercy. I'm going to decrease, but before I decrease, let me give you the word for today. Do more than belong. Participate. Do more than care. Help. Do more than believe. Practice. Do more than be fair, be kind. Do more than forgive, forget. Do more than dream, work. Let me read that again. Do more than believe, belong, participate. Do more than care, help. Do more than believe, practice. Do more than be fair, be kind. Do more than forgive, forget. Do more than dream, work. That is a mouth. I will bring before you the speaker of the hour this day. To some of you all, she's a new speaker that you're hearing. To others, you know it's a joy and it's a pleasure as the word come forth. We are talking about Elder Yvonne Addison, which is the speaker of the hour today. She is the elder at the Wings of Eagle Christian Church in North Carolina. Also, she is a licensed professional counselor. And let me tell you, when she brings forth the word, she brings forth the word. God, use her. So, prepare your heart. Prepare your mind as I decrease and she increase and allow God to use her this day. Elder Yvonne Addison, the floor is yours.
Yes. Good morning. Good morning. Can you
hear
me?
Good morning. Yes.
Oh, yes. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, good morning, City of Victory. Good morning, Sister Diane, and everyone who is joining in on this morning. It is truly a beautiful day here in North Carolina, and we are just, this is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. It's just an awesome time to be serving the Lord. It's an amazing time to just, just to be in the presence, to know the Lord, to know Jesus. So it is, we're just so grateful for his presence on this morning. Thank you, Sister Diane, for the prayer. God is amazing. He's good. He's just, Holy Spirit is just powerful in our lives. If we allow the Holy Spirit to be present and relying on the Holy Spirit. So we bless God. And I was just going to between two messages this morning. And the yesterday was a world, it was the Mental Health Day worldwide. And so I hope that everyone took some time to take care of their mental health on yesterday. And so it's not just restricted to yesterday, but also just in general, we need to be careful and mindful about how we take care of our mental health because, we do things, we are proactive and are taking care of our physical health, but we also want to do the same thing in reference to our mental health. So today, the Lord wants me to just talk about be anxious for nothing. That's the title of the message, be anxious for nothing. And I believe Sister Diane said that, and I said, Lord, that is just confirmation about the message on today. And I believe that you'll get something out of this because we are just in a time now when there's so much going on in the earth around us. You know, we are in the end times, as according to the Bible, because we see all the things that's going on, the weather, you know, wars and rumors of wars and children coming against their parents and just all these things. So we know that we are in the end times. And this is the time that we really need to know what our relationship is with Jesus Christ, if we have a relationship with Jesus Christ. And so this is the time to really check our hearts and to see where we are, because we know that Jesus is coming soon. I believe he is, and that we're just seeing all these, like I said, the Bible talks about, you know, in the end times. But in the meantime, while we are, you know, waiting, while we are in the now, in the present, that we need to be mindful about how we are living, because Jesus came so that we would have life and have it more abundantly. And we want to have the abundant life. That means an abundance of love, an abundance of joy, an abundance of peace, you know, wisdom, his wisdom, all that he has for us, because he has, and he tells us that he daily loadeth us with benefits. He gives us benefits every day. When we wake up, when we have the breath of life breathing in our bodies, we have benefits that God has already given us, that he has prepared for us. And all we have to do is just really appropriate those benefits and realize that we can have joy when we need it. We can have peace when we need it. We can have strength, his wisdom, his love, you know, all that, the fruit of the Spirit. You know, if we are born again Christians, we have the fruit of the Spirit operating in our lives. And so we can be kind. We can be gentle. Amen. We can be disciplined. We can, be long-suffering to our loved ones, those who are, you know, we've been sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ, that we've been sharing love toward them, and just seems like they don't receive it. But we can be long-suffering toward them, just as Jesus is long-suffering toward us. And so we are so in this time of things going on around us, you know, in the world, in our nation, in our communities, in our homes. You know, we can be anxious for nothing because God has already made a way of escape. A way of escape has already been made through the sacrifice of Jesus Christ, the blood of Jesus Christ that he died on the cross for us, that we do not have to be bound to to discouragement, to sadness, to oppression, to depression. We don't have to be bound to that because a way has already been made, a way of escape has already been made. And so this is what the Lord wants us to know and hold on to, that we don't have to be stressed out. You know, we don't have to be. If we do, we are choosing to do that. But there is another way, and it's God's way. Because his peace, he said, you know, his peace is not like the world's peace. So we have peace through Jesus Christ. So be anxious for nothing. And we have to contend for our peace. That means we have to war for. We have to really war for our peace sometimes because things do go on. We have life. You know, we live this life. Life happens. And so we have to contend for our peace. So let me just give you a definition of peace. Peace is freedom from agitation or disturbance by the passions, as from fear, terror, anger, anxiety, or the like, quietness of mind, tranquility, calmness, quiet of conscience. And this is the King James Version, King James Version Dictionary. So it is freedom from all those things that I just listed. That's what peace is. And so when something comes in to disturb that peace, you know, whatever it may be, like I said, life happens sometimes. It could be negativity that surrounds us or even people in our lives that we connected with that can disturb our peace. So we want to have that quietness of mind. So to have the quietness of mind, we think about that because the noise of the world, you know, the noise of the world can be so powerful in our thoughts and our mind that influences and impacts how we react to it. So we don't want to react. We want to respond. We want to respond to how to the Word of God, what the Word of God says about our situations. So having quietness of mind. So we need to rise above the noise of the earth, rise above the noise of the world. Rise above the noise of our problems and our circumstances and our situations, and we can rise above those by listening to what God is saying to us through his word and by standing on his word, standing on his promises. And so the next definition I want to give you is anxious or anxiety. So the definition of that is feelings of worry and nervousness, worry, concern, stress. So a disturbed state of mind produced by real or imaginary fears. So listen to that. So there can be real or imaginary fears. And there's some fears that are real because of what may have happened, what we are seeing or around us. You know, those fears are real if something is going to, happen. But then there are imaginary fears as well. And those are the fears that there's a false evidence of, you know, appearing real, false evidence of things appearing real. And so it's not, there's no facts to it. There's nothing to base it on. There's no truth to it. Okay, so an imaginary fear would be like, that you're going to fail at something or that, that that you're not going to accomplish what you need to accomplish. Or, you know, fear that nobody likes you or, you know, those are imaginary fears that nobody will ever love you. Those are imaginary fears because what is it based on? You know, what fact do you have to say that that is a true fear? Okay, so those are imaginary fears. And then the definition of contend is to strive, to use earnest efforts to obtain or to defend and preserve. Okay, so to making an earnest effort to obtain your peace, making an earnest effort to defend your peace, to preserve your peace. Okay, so to strive to do that. And that comes with the power of the Holy Spirit. You know, we have, and grace, you know, the grace, we have grace through Jesus Christ, grace to do what we're not able to do on our own. And that's just, oh, just thank the Lord for that because he gives us his grace that when we're not able to accomplish something, we're not able to move or to overcome, we have grace through Jesus Christ. So to obtain to defend and preserve. So 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 7, for God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a sound mind. So we have power. We have love. We have a sound mind to overcome the spirit of fear. And when anxiety, when you talk, thinking about anxiety, anxiety is rooted with it. So when a person is experiencing anxiety or anxious moments, it's because of fear, fearing something, you know, fear of the unknown, fear that something bad is going to happen, you know, so fear. So God has, he hasn't given us the spirit. Fear does not come from God, but he's given us power. He's giving us love, and he's giving us a sound mind, giving us clarity, a sound mind that we can overcome all the things, overcome any anxiety, overcome any fear, overcome discouragement, overcome depression. So as a mental health provider, when people come to me to talk about their problems, oftentimes it is related to anxiety, depression, hopelessness, or feelings of helplessness, you know, that they will not, that they don't have the power, they don't have the means, the resources to come out of their situations. They are at a place where their fight has left them. Has anyone ever experienced that, when you feel that your fight has left you? And so one person said to me that they needed a new fight, and that new fight comes from really trusting in the Lord, trusting God, trusting, standing on his promises, realizing that when he says he will never leave us nor forsake us, that's his promise. He is with us. But sometimes we need to recognize that he is with us. We need to realize that he is, that he's working on our behalf. Some fights belong to him. When we're trying to fight the battle, but we're doing it in our own strength and our own power and our own wisdom and our own intellect. But release it and give it to God, because he fights our battles. Sometimes he just wants us to be still and see the salvation of the Lord and allow him to fight the battles. And that's when we are overcomers. That's when we can overcome the situation. So we have all experienced anxiety at some time in our lives, and it's a normal reaction at times, and it can help us to identify and respond to danger. But then there's another side to anxiety. Persistent anxiety uses real emotional distress and can lead to us becoming unwell and at worst developing anxiety disorders such as panic attacks, phobias, and obsessional behaviors. So when we're talking about the phobias, you know, fear of flying, fear of animals, fear of spiders, you know, fear of going outside, meeting people, those are phobias. And then obsessional behaviors, you know, doing things over and over again because you feel like that you haven't, it has to be done over and over again. Which sometimes is like wanting to be, having perfection in that particular thing. Or maybe someone is obsessed with germs that, you know, they wash their hands over and over again. And I think this is something that occurred, especially during the pandemic, and that people, we were instructed to make sure that we wash our hands and all those things to take precautions. But then there were others who had that obsessional behavior that they will wash their hands over and over and over again, to sometimes the skin would become irritated. So that's an obsessional behavior, going back several times, making sure that your door is locked, or, you know, so those are obsessions. So anxiety at this level can have a truly distressing and debilitating impact on our lives, an impact on our physical as well as our mental health. So when it becomes debilitating, then that's when it becomes a problem. So as the title of the message informs us, that we are to be anxious for nothing, but we need to contend for our peace. So when we lay down, discard, forget our anxiety and fear, begin to control our lives. So we have to realize that we have authority. When we lay down that authority, you know, when we forget that through the power of the Holy Spirit, God has given us that authority. He's in his name, the authority of his name, to use his name in the name of Jesus, the authority that we have been given to overcome the fear and anxiety and to do warfare. But then we lay down our authority. Someone needs to pick up their authority today. Someone needs to pick up their authority and realize that you have authority. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. To God be the glory. So we have that authority. Excuse me. But when we know who we are and whose we are, we can overcome anxiety and fear. Is there anything too hard for God? Nothing. It's a God problem. It's his problem. And we take it on like it's our problems. No. God wants to have peace and have peace that surpasses all understanding. And so we can have that peace. But how do we contend for our peace? What do we do? So first of all, I said we have been given power. We have been given the power to overcome by the Holy Spirit. And Christ, the power of God, and the wisdom of God have been given everything. We've been given everything that we need that pertains to life and godliness. So to the body of Christ, too many of us have the form of godliness, but denying the power of God that is within. So it's time to pick up the shield of faith that we will put out the fiery darts of the enemy. There is power in the word. The word discovers our condition. When we have to use our best effort, we have to use our best efforts to defend and preserve our peace. So there is power in the word. You know, we can, when we go in and look in and at the word and allow the word to work in our lives, you know, there's power in the word. Power will bring you peace. Power will bring you joy. You can find joy in the word. You can find peace in the word. Strength in the word. Hallelujah. Your confidence in the word. Faith in the word. So we find that in the word. So the word, when the word discovers our condition, the word will discover our condition. If we are in the word, we will find ourselves in the word. The word will enlighten our hearts, shine a light on our hearts and see what needs to be changed. You know, what needs to be surrendered to the Lord. So the word will shine a light on our hearts. What's in our heart that shouldn't be there? What's in our heart that's hindering our relationship with the Lord? What's in our heart that's keeping us from really, for having that intimate relationship with God? See, there are some who talk about God. God is in their, you know, in their mind, they have a knowledge of God, but not an intimate relationship. So it's a head knowledge, maybe what has been heard, you know, from someone else or maybe in childhood, you know, when we go to Sunday school, when we were almost made to go to Sunday school, even when parents didn't go to Sunday school. You know, that was back in the day. But that, and, you know, knowing about God, but then there was no relationship. That's where our peace comes, when we have an intimate relationship with the Lord, when we have an intimate relationship and knowing what God says about us, who he is. Do you really know who he is? That God is amazing. He is the great I am. He's the bright and morning star. He is God Almighty. He's the God of peace. There's so many. He's just an amazing God. Hallelujah. So, having that intimate relationship with him. In Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12, This is from the Message version. God means what he says, and what he says goes. His powerful word is sharp as a surgeon's scalpel, cutting through everything, whether doubt or defense, laying us open to listen and obey. Nothing and no one is impervious to God's word. We can't get away from it no matter what. So we have peace. We have peace. Don't fear. Don't fear. So what God says, what he says goes. If he's given us peace, we have peace. If he says don't fear, we don't fear. Hallelujah. So that the word, as the word cuts through, the word cuts through that the doubt and the fear, the intimidation, the frustration, the yes, all the negative things, the negative thoughts, the what we're believing. The word will cut through. The word cuts through all of that in the name of Jesus. And so we have, and so when we are trusting in the Lord, praise God, when we're trusting in the Lord, we know that God is, he's able. He's able. So too many times we come before the Lord with one thing, but God knows all about it. He knows all about it. So we, when God begins to cut through the pride and everything else that will not allow him to make us whole, rest in him and trust him for the complete healing. So when he cuts through the pride, that's that word, you know, the word is sharp, sharper than any two-edged sword. So it's like a surgeon's scalpel, as it said, you know, to cut through that pride. What else would allow to keep you from making you whole? Is it rejection? You know, if you've been offended and now you're feeling rejected, you know, what else is making you, you know, keeping you from being whole? Because God desires for us to be whole, to be made whole. You know, what habits, what are those habits in your life, in your life that's keeping you from you being made whole? What sin, you know, that you have not been able to let go of? So rest in him and trust him for the complete healing. That's where your peace, we have peace. When we allow the Lord to work in our lives, then we rest in him and trust him with that situation, with that concern, with that hopelessness, helplessness, feelings of helplessness. You know, the pride, the rejection, the unforgiveness. You're holding on to unforgiveness. It disturbs your peace. Forgive that person. Forgive those individuals. But forgive yourself so that you will have peace, so that you can be made whole. You can walk in the fullness of what God has for you in your life. But resting in him. And I know you may be saying, well, I don't want to forgive. You know, forgiving that person is hard, it's difficult. Or forgiving the individuals, that is hard. That's because you're trying to do it on your own, under your own strength and your own power. The Holy Spirit will, if you are really, truly sincere about forgiving someone or forgiving yourself, then Holy Spirit will help you, will enable you. And through the grace of God, you will be, Jesus Christ, you will be able to do that. Hallelujah. So rest in him. Receive your complete healing today in the name of Jesus. So now God has therefore armed us against the spirit of fear by often telling us to fear not, to fear not. That's our weapon of warfare. That's our, we have that. We've been given that, armed with that. So God has, he's armed us against the spirit of fear by telling us to fear not, to fear not. And every time when there's a situation, when there's a thought in your mind, when there is something to trigger that fear, remember what God has said to us. Remember what he said. He said to fear not. Why? Because he is with us. Because he's already made a way of escape. Because he is the God of peace. Because he fights our battles. Because he's the God who heals. He's the God who sees. He's the God who hears. He sees your situation. He looks for those he can show himself strong to. Maybe today you need the power of God moving in your life. You want God to move strongly in your life today because you need peace. You need assurance that God is your healer. You need assurance that God is your peace today. He will provide the strategies and plans for you. You're in a decision. You need to make decisions about things, about situations. Trust God for the plans, for the strategies. But it takes being in his presence. It's a time of surrender, trusting him, seeking him, acknowledging him in your ways. Too many times we want to leave out. We want to leave God out of our situations. We want to leave God out of our problems. Sometimes I think some people may even think that they are not worthy of God's love, that they're not worthy of God's benefits, that they're not worthy of God's power in their lives. But I'm here to tell you today that God loves you. If you have surrendered your heart to the Lord, if you love God, if you are trusting in the Lord, He knows He will be there for you. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. And He loves you. He loves you. Nothing can separate his love from us. If we separate, but he's not going to withdraw his love from us. So know that God loves you and he desires to see you free. He wants you to be made whole. He knows all about your situation, but all he wants for you to do is to release it to him. Release it. Let go of it. And get in his presence and listen for his voice. Listen for his instructions. Listen for his plan. His word said he wakeneth our ear morning by morning. When you wake up in the morning, listen for the voice of the Lord. God, what are you saying to me this morning? What are you saying? What direction do you want me to go in? What is it that you would have me to do? And then beware of distractions. Until distractions will take you off course in a minute if we are not really being in tune to what God is saying to us. So beware of the distractions. When the distractions come, get back into the presence of the Lord. Acknowledge him. That's when acknowledge him right then and there that, God, I need you. You are the God of peace. You are the God who sees and hears. You know all about the situation. I just give it to you right now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. So now we've been armed by God telling us not to fear. So God has delivered us from the spirit of fear. So I want you to listen to that. Listen to that. Get that in your spirit, man. Get that in your heart. You have been delivered. We have been delivered from the spirit of fear through his son, Jesus Christ. So that means that the spirit of fear is not our portion. But what did God do? He delivered us from the spirit of fear. So that means he has taken on that fear, but by giving us, he's telling us to fear not, but he's given us the spirit of power to overcome. He's already called us overcomers. He's already told us that we're the head and not the tail. So we are, so we've overcome. So we have the spirit of power, and we have love, his love that covers a multitude of sins, his love that will see us through even the most difficult situations. And then he's given us a sound mind. God be the glory. We thank God for a sound mind, because we have the mind of Christ, the mind of Christ that is reactive to the word of God. So we have a sound mind. Hallelujah. So whenever there's any confusion in the mind, in our thoughts, then we should look to and say, okay, God, I thank you for the sound mind that I have, the mind of Christ. Let the mind of Christ be, let my mind be the mind of Christ. So if we have been delivered, stay delivered. We have been delivered. God has already told us he delivers us from the spirit of fear. He did not give that. He didn't give it to us. So it's coming from other avenues. It's coming from other places. So we have been delivered, then we need to stay delivered. We've been delivered, stay delivered, and how do we do that? We contend for our peace. We pursue those things that bring about peace. We stand on the promises of God. We realize that in him we have our peace. In him we have our well-being. In him we have joy. The joy of the Lord is our strength. So we have love. So so being delivered, we stay delivered. We do not entertain those things that will trigger that fear. Contend for your peace. So how do we do that? When we allow the wrong things to enter our eye and ear gates, what happens when we do that? So who are you listening to? You know, what are you listening to? Sometimes we have to pull ourselves away from social media. Pull ourselves away from social media because there's a lot of junk on social media. And some things are good, but there's a lot of stuff there that will cloud your thinking and even question your faith about things. So who are you listening to and what are you listening to? And who is your inner circle? Do you find yourself in the company of negativity that fuels the anxiety manifesting in fear? Sometimes you just have to separate yourself from those who are just negative people. Are you in the presence of people that when you leave their company that you feel less than? Do you feel dejected? Do you feel rejected? Do you feel just in a place of low self-esteem? So you need to check who you are, who's in your inner circle. Set boundaries. You know, it's very important to set boundaries, set emotional boundaries. Set physical boundaries for those who do not add to your life. If they're not adding to your life but taking away from your life, then that is a signal to really separate yourself from that relationship. Now, sometimes you may not be able to separate yourself from the relationship, let go of the relationship, because they may be family members or someone that maybe your boss or, you know, something like that, that you can't really physically separate yourself. But you can set emotional boundaries. So when the negativity is released upon you, you can know that who you are. That's when you really need to know who you are as a child of God and what God has placed within you and who you are. And so you don't have to accept the negativity. So it's like this analogy, okay? So if you have a top from a trash can, right? From those big trash cans, and you have the top, and you're holding the top, And then people come to you and they are saying, you know, negative things to you. You know, they're trying to shame you or, you know, saying things that will lower your esteem or, you know, whatever it may be. Do you have to accept it? Right? You don't have to accept it. You don't have to accept that garbage. You don't have to accept the negativity. It's a choice. But if you are feeling within yourself that maybe, you know, you're accepting it because that's how you feel about yourself. But no, not to feel, if you're feeling that way about yourself, if you're believing those things about yourself, then it will be easily accepted, and they just can put it in that, just put it in the top from the garbage can as you're holding it and you're receiving it, and they're just putting it there. But if you know who you are in Christ, if you know who God has made you to be, you are fearfully and wonderfully made, and this is what your soul needs to know, that your soul shall know right well who God has created you to be. We're all different. We're all unique in our own in our own ways. But you have to believe who you are, that you are, that you are a child of God, that you're, that He made you in a unique way. He has fashioned you. He knows all about you. He has created you for His goodwill and His purpose here on this earth. And so once you begin to know that, you don't have to accept the negativity, the negative words, the fiery darts from the enemy. You use your shield of faith to quench all of those fiery darts. That you become to know who you are, that you walk in that confidence, in the assurance of knowing, you know, who God has. He said that you are an overcomer. You're more than a conqueror. More than. So that means that, yes, you may conquer something, but God comes in, the Holy Spirit comes in, hallelujah, and empowers you that you are more than that. You accomplish more than what you could even think of or hope for. Hallelujah. So that's what God will do in our lives. So you don't allow anyone to just pour into your life and speak into your life that is not encouraging you, that's not empowering you, that's bringing you to a closer relationship with God. Man cannot give peace, but God's peace can. So with our finite understanding, we cannot comprehend the peace of God. It is only through Jesus Christ that we can have peace that no one can take away from us. No one can take your peace away, only if you allow it. And it's through the Son, His Son, Jesus Christ, that we have that peace. So contend for your peace. Contend for it. Strive for it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. The spirit of power or of courage to make firm decisions when facing opposition is, you know, can, if we're always saying yes to everything, that causes anxiety, because sometimes people will say yes, okay, yes to everything. And what's the spirit behind that? Are you a people pleaser? What's the spirit behind that, saying yes? Do you feel that if you say no, that you'll be rejected? There's a spirit of rejection operating in behind that. That's the root cause of that. When you feel that no one will like you if you say no. But we need to know when to say no and not to feel guilty about it. Did you grow up in a household where you know it was, you did not have a voice in your household and you had to say yes to everything? Hallelujah. So when to say no? Not knowing how to set boundaries by saying no will cause one to be anxious, trying to be everything to everyone. We can't be everything to everyone. We don't, you know, coming to that that savior syndrome. That's what it's called, the savior syndrome. We want to save everybody. We want to be everything to everyone. And so, you know, it is the power of the Holy Spirit that gives us the word and the wisdom and the and what to say to people. Yes, we are. We do want to introduce people to Jesus Christ. And yes, we do want people to know him and to come into his saving grace. But that's not what I'm talking about when I say trying to save everybody. I'm trying to pull everybody out of their situations or trying to help everyone. And when God is, that's not what he's called you to do. So trying to be everything to everyone. We have been given the capacity through the power of God to set boundaries without feeling guilty, setting those boundaries. And listen, and just doing saying yes to every task, every assignment. What is God called? What is he saying to you about that assignment? Has he given you the grace to execute that assignment? Sometimes we're just in every lane. We need to stay in our grace zone, in our grace lane. And, you know, we can't be in everybody's lane, you know, our hands in everything, this and that. And we become overwhelmed, overworked, burned out. So saying no, know when to say no. And we have the capacity. Ask God, you know, what, Lord, what is it that I should be doing? What needs to come off of my plate? What do I need to do? Prepare my heart. Prepare me. Give me the courage to say no and prepare the person's heart to receive it. Or even if they don't receive it, if God has said for you to let go of something or not to take an assignment or whatever it is, you know, not to help a family member, or sometimes we have to say no to family members because we may be enabling them when God is wanting to work in their lives, but we're the hindrance. We're the ones who are standing in the way of God moving in their lives because God wants them to see him and not us. So are we enabling someone? So we cannot be everything to everyone. And then acknowledge and walk in the authority and power we have. So when we speak the word of God, it is to be believed with authority, right? So when we speak the word of God, it is to be believed with authority. When you're speaking the word of God, do you really believe it? Is it in your spirit? Is it you're speaking with authority? Because it's not coming from you. It's coming from God, speaking the word of God, that authority. Take authority over the anxiousness, the fear, the stress with the word of God. Go in the word of God and find out what his word says about your situation, what he says about fear, what he says about anxiety, what he says about stress. And stand on those promises. Get that word in your spirit. When that spirit of stress and anxiety and fear will want to rise up within you, you know, you use the word. So our authority is developed by the relationship we have with the word. In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God. So stop hoping and wishing for a breakthrough. You don't have to hope and wish for a breakthrough. I decree and declare that today is your breakthrough. Decree and declare and pray until you get your breakthrough. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. So decree it. Believe it. Hallelujah. That it is that you will get your breakthrough. And in Job 22, let me find that right quick. In Job 22 and 28, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Okay, Job 22 and 28 says, you will also declare a thing, and it will be established for you. So light will shine on your ways. Thank you, Lord. So that's what he's saying. Speak the word of God. Declare it. You know, I declare I'm free from the spirit of fear. God did not give me a spirit of fear, but a love, power, and a sound mind. So when you, so I decree and declare, I have a sound mind, that I will walk in love. I will receive the power of God's love. Thank you, Lord. You will also declare a thing, and it will be established for you. That is the word of God. That is his promise. So light will shine on your ways. Oh, my, that is, my God, thank you, Lord, the light. So light will shine on your ways. That means that you will have, you'll be able to see clearly. You'll be able to think clearly. Hallelujah. Mm. Fight the good fight of faith when the situations appear difficult. Strive to believe God's word when situations conflict with the word. So some of us are still fighting for victory. You don't have to fight for victory. The victory has already been won for us. We already have the victory. So stop fighting for it, but walk in it. Believe that you already have the victory in this situation. God is, listen, he is responsible for your outcome. So when you're trusting in him and you're believing him, you're believing him for the outcome. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. So, hallelujah. God's love, his love, will carry us through the opposition we may meet with. So the spirit of love to God will, the spirit of love will set us above the fear of man and all the hurt that a man can do to us. So as we are believing, we are trusting, we're knowing that God loves us unconditionally. God loves us unconditionally. That will set us above the fear of man. Hallelujah. So what can man do to us? No, hallelujah. We trust in the Lord. We trust in the Lord. And the spirit of a sound mind, a quietness of mind, a peaceable enjoyment of ourselves, not allowing imaginations deter us from trusting in God's word. We just said earlier about, you know, what the thoughts, what is coming in our mind, what's disturbing our peace, you know, what's disturbing the quietness of our mind. But we want to have a sound mind, a quiet mind, not allowing the imaginations of what, you know, what the enemy will put those thoughts in our mind that we are, that we won't ever make it. But God doesn't love us because of our past. And maybe even from, even just last night. But know that God loves you. So God's word, so contend for our peace by casting down imaginations. All those imaginations. You know, even, oh, I can do this on my own. I don't need God. I'm strong enough. Or I have the wisdom enough to trust in God. I mean, to trust in my own thinking, my own intellect. Or, you know, God will never, he won't bless me. I won't ever have enough. You know, I didn't have things growing up as a child. And, you know, my finances are just in a particular way right now. God is not going to meet my need. He's not going to bless me. So all those are imaginations. We have to cast down those imaginations, you know, pulling down those strongholds and bringing every thought captive to the obedience of Jesus Christ. What is God saying about your situation? We bring those, we take captive of those thoughts, and we bring them to the captive to the obedience of Jesus Christ, that we have a sound mind, that we have the mind of Christ. And then pray. Pray and ask God to remove the clutter from your mind so that you can hear his voice clearly. Anxiousness may result in not listening to God, but trying to rely on your own strength and your intellect as you're contending for your peace, listening for the will of God and obey. Be willing to obey. Faithful to obey. You may be thinking that it's too hard or too difficult, but God's grace is sufficient His grace is sufficient. Hallelujah. So contending for your peace. Hallelujah. And God will. He will show himself strong in your life. But be willing to obey God. That will bring peace. That will reduce or eliminate anxiety in your life if you are trusting God, but being faithful to obey. And it requires, being faithful to obey requires a relationship with God. As I said earlier, it's just not a head knowledge about him. You know, the Bible stories that you heard as a child. Now it's time to really have that real relationship with him, an intimate relationship with him. God wants you to be taken off of that milk, and he wants you to have the meat. Hallelujah, the meat of the word. So we should want to obey God rather than men. So that's why I said, who are you listening to? What are you listening to? You want to have that desire to want to have, to obey God. Thank you, Lord. And so as God is wanting us to have peace that surpasses all understanding, and we trust God because he's the God of peace. He's given us the weapons that we need. You know, prayer, hallelujah, his word. Thank you, Lord. His love. Thank you, Jesus. God is letting us, he wants to change our warfare strategy. Amen, hallelujah. And just fight with victory. Hallelujah, fighting with victory. And if you have any, you know, aught against your brother or sister, or if you have any unforgiveness, you know, be quick to forgive. Forgive, ask the Lord to help you to forgive that individual, and to forgive yourself for past situations, past concerns, past whatever it may be. But forgive yourself and contend. So be anxious for nothing. Be willing to totally surrender to the Lord. If you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, I encourage you to do that today. Invite him into your heart and allow him to save you. Allow him to just love on you. Praise God. Hallelujah. But accepting Jesus Christ into your life as Lord and Savior, not just the salvation part of it, but making him Lord and Savior over your life. Even if you accepted Jesus Christ as Savior, but you have not made him Lord over your life, that means that you are trusting him with every aspect of your life. That you surrender all. I give my life to you, Lord. That means you don't pick and choose, you know, what you allow Jesus in on your life, but you totally surrender to him. Totally surrender. And that is the greatest peace that you will have in knowing that you've surrendered, that you're trusting God. Hallelujah. It's the power of Jesus' grace. Thank you, Lord. The communion of the Holy Spirit, hallelujah, God's love operating in your life to bring you to that place, hallelujah. Oh, to God be the glory. What an amazing and powerful God we serve, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Father God, we just thank you and we praise you for your word on today. Thank you for loving us enough that you care all about us. Thank you, God, that we do not have to be anxious, Father. We do not have to walk in fear, Lord. We do not have to be, Lord Jesus, not have peace in our lives. God, we just thank you right now that you made a way of escape, that you have delivered us from the spirit of fear, Lord. So, Father, we ask on today that you help us to walk in love, walk in peace, O Lord. Help us to know, God, that you've given us a spirit, that you have not given us a spirit of fear, but a power. Help us to walk in that power, God, and use that authority, Father, in your love, with your love, God. Hallelujah. And in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. God, we just thank you, Lord God, that you've given us power, love, and a sound mind. And we just bless you and we thank you for that. We love you on today. And I just pray that the peace of God will rest upon each person listening on today and those who may listen later on, that your peace, God, will surround our hearts. Father, we walk in, we'll walk in your peace and not under our own understanding. We lean not into our own understanding, God, but we will trust you. We will acknowledge you in all of our ways. Hallelujah. And we love you, Lord. And we come today just surrendering whatever we may be holding on to, whatever is in our heart, God, even if we don't even know, Lord, we ask that you reveal it. And God, that you open up our hearts, open up our understanding toward what it may be keeping us from being made whole. Hallelujah. So, Lord, I thank you for healing on today. Heal our hearts, Lord. Help someone, Lord, who's walking in unforgiveness, whether it's towards someone else or themselves, oh, Father. But, God, we pray this is the day of healing. This is the day of salvation, oh, Lord. Oh, God, that they'll be healed. They'll be made whole in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We give you all glory. We give you all honor. And we give you all praise. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen and amen. And we do have a caller. Go ahead.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I'm not listening at a later date. I'm listening right now. I thank God, amen, for the host, amen, Minister Diane. Thank God, amen, for you, Stella Addison, and for that powerful, powerful word. Praise the Lord. Amen. Mm-hmm. You want, I just want to say, fear may cower out of all of us. But thank God that we, amen, that is in Christ Jesus, you have already said it. He said, not give us the spirit of fear, but love, power, and of a sound mind. And the problem, Brother Addison, people really need to know who and whom they are. The problem with so many people, and if they're walking in so much fear, amen, like you said, amen, in the word, the battles have already been fought and already been won through our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. When he said it is finished, he ain't got to try to work it out. It's already been worked out. He have fixed it. When he said it is finished, all we got to do now is walk in it. Amen. But the problem is, Elder Addison, it's a lot of believers in churches, but do they have the Holy Ghost? Oh, that's what makes the difference in your life. The Holy Spirit, what destroys the yoke. You got to have some power. And that's why you can get rid of that spirit of fear. God bless you. I enjoyed it. Let me shut my mouth. I enjoyed the word. Praise God. I want to say to you, keep on, keep on keeping on. I tell you, when I get to talking about the word, you know, they always say don't turn no mic over to no preacher. Oh, but I thank God for you. Amen. Oh, your feet is already blessed. And see, that's what we need to know. Our feet is already blessed. We're already blessed. We're already delivered. We're already set free. Praise God. Amen. Walk in it. Walk in it. We all will have trials, tribulations, and troubles in our lives. We even get our bodies attacked and get sickness. But through it all, there's always a promise in the word of God. He said, by his stripes, we are healed. We are believing. I walk in God's promises. Why? Because he's able to do abundantly and above that all that we can ask of faith according to the power that lies within us. Because greater that is in us than he that is in the world. God bless you. Let me shut you.
Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Bishop.
Sister Diane?
Hello?
Sister Diane? Did we lose her?
I'm talking and I'm thinking that, you know, you all are hearing me and I'm on mute and I'm just enjoying this, you know. Thank you for calling me, Bishop. I was I was even saying, you know, Elder Addison, before we go off, you know, can you go ahead and share your information? And all I'm hearing is my name being called, and I'm like, okay.
I'm with Wings of Eagles Christian Church in Durham, North Carolina, and senior pastors are Apostle Vernell and Prophetess Juliet Austin, and we have services on live streaming every Sunday morning at 9:30, Facebook live streaming, and in person and live streaming on Sundays at 11 and Wednesday nights at 7. At 7 p.m. And I'm also, as Sister Diane mentioned, I'm a licensed clinical mental health counselor. I'm a solo practitioner. The name of my practice is Life Restoration Services, and I do provide services for those who are living in North Carolina, because I'm licensed in the state of North Carolina. But if you desire life coaching, which I can provide life coaching, which is different from therapy. Life coaching is more of a guidance in helping you to set goals and so forth. What therapy is more clinical. So, but with the life coaching, I can provide that to anyone wherever you may be. And my number is 919-886-7327. And my website, feel free to visit my website at liferestorationservices.com. So that's liferestorationservices.com.
Amen, amen, amen. We just thank Elder Addison for coming on and sharing that word today. If you have missed this broadcast from the beginning, you can visit our Facebook page, Logion International Ministries, and go ahead and click on that link and hear the entire message from the beginning. For those of you that have Blog Talk Radio, go ahead. It is time to talk about it. God is so good. The word is always on time. I just chuckle when she said her message was be anxious for nothing. I just had to laugh, because that's to show you God is on time. He makes no mistake in words. You know, God is good. So listen to the message. To the message today. Share the word of God today. Don't be afraid or ashamed today. And you know what? Go ahead, as you visit our page, hit like, follow. That way you know when we have, you know, anything that is going on. And drop down under the comment section for the broadcast and let us know how we are doing. And God is good. Hope to hear from you all tomorrow. Again, we thank each and every one of you for tuning in.
God, my sister, you can't handle it. Let God.